Oh, hey, what are you doing here? Your parents said you wouldn't be back until probably a bit after them, and they're not planning to come home in 2 hours and just put your sister down a bit ago, and I was just reading my book, but what are you doing home? You were supposed to be on like a hot date or something. You guys were going to the movies. What happened? You're too tired? Gonna go to your room? You're obviously upset about something. Join me on the couch. Tell me what's wrong. No, yeah, I don't give a shit. I probably shouldn't swear in front of you, but seeing as you're practically an adult now. Why'd you get so tall? Is that facial hair? Gosh, when'd you get so handsome? Oh, okay, I can swear in front of you now. You're pretty much an adult, so get your cute little ass over here, okay? We gotta talk about something. Come on. Come on. Good boy. Sit down. Thank you. So, this date, what happened? It's like what, 2 hours before it should have been over. Did you guys even go see the movie? Why not? What happened? Come on, you know me. You don't have to be embarrassed about anything. Come on, you've known me since you were in di- I changed your diapers. And your mom changed mine. Come on. Come on, we're old pals. Tell me. Tell me what went wrong. You told her you're a virgin. And she wasn't interested after that. I'm sorry. Girls your age can be really quick to judge and make decisions and pretty ignorant in what you can do while still being a virgin. They just don't understand. You don't know either? Well, you can go on dates. you can kiss, which you know that, right? You've kissed a girl. No? Never? Not once? Not even? But your mom doesn't count. No? Okay. Okay, well, then I guess you've never done anything more either? No, of course not. Gotcha. So she just kind of said, "See ya, I'm not interested because you don't have enough experience." That's, God, she's missing like a golden opportunity here. Just a breaking in a new guy is, I tell you what, a great pleasure. She doesn't know what she's missing. No, you can tell her that. So you know what? This makes me think a little bit. Here, let me put my book down. So, you've never kissed a girl. You want more experience. But girls your age don't seem to be interested in dating a guy without any experience. I think that I can fix one of those things. Like I said, you're practically a man now, and gosh, you've gotten handsome. How would I give you some experience? No, it wouldn't be weird. Like I said, I've changed your diapers. That doesn't make it worse. No, that doesn't make it worse. Come on, I just know you so well. We've been together for like ever, so I don't think it's weird. I care about you. You care about me. I think you're very handsome. You're going to become a very handsome man. And you have to be attracted to me, right? Isn't every little boy attracted to their babysitter at some point? I know you are. Don't try and hide it. You can't hide it from me. No, you cannot hide it from me. I have seen your boner more times than I care to mention now. So don't play that game with me. I see right through it. So get over here and let me kiss you. See, isn't that nice? You can put your hands around my waist, under my shirt. See, I knew you'd get into this. You're already going for my bra. But I'm not sure if I want to do that just yet. I think I'd like to show you all of the wonderful things a woman can do to you while keeping your virginity intact. Does that sound nice? No, we're gonna do it right here. I'm not doing it in your bed. No, we're just gonna stay here in the living room. Your sister, I put her down. She's not gonna wake up, and your parents aren't coming home for like 2 more hours. It's only gonna take a bit of time, don't worry. And then you'll have your pants back up before you know it. All right. So I'm just gonna unzip your pants and pull out your cock. And I can see it's already pretty hard for me. So most girls would probably go in, try and give you a hand job now, but since this is your first time doing anything like this, I really don't want you to blow before I can get my mouth around you. So if you don't mind, I'm just gonna skip the hand job. Nice, right? You are getting nice and hard in my mouth. You're really enjoying this, aren't you? Having your old babysitter suck your cock? Isn't this so much better? Than anything that dumb little girl could have done for you. I thought so. You can say thank you if you like. I like to hear it. I can tell you're getting really close. Taste all that pre-cum. Now, most girls, they might ask you to pull out or come on their tits. I'm gonna ask you to just come in my mouth, okay? Can you do that for me? Can you come in your babysitter's mouth? Good boy. Did you enjoy that? Just some little soft kisses. Don't worry. I know it's sensitive. So tell me that's better than any way the date could have ended. Now you should go to bed, because I want to finish my book before your parents come home. Good night, sweet boy.